used to say a long time ago, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, trust in the Lord, no matter what, He'll bless you in ways you'll never get enough. See God in everything, everything you do. Do unto others as you would have them treat you. Praises go up and blessings come down. Don't be ashamed to praise His name right now.
In this building,
I want to praise Him. Right now,
in this building,
come on and praise Him, lift Him up,
in this building,
shout,
in this building,
testify,
in this building,
come on and praise Him, I want to thank Him,
in this building,
right here. Come on and praise Him. Come on and shout.
How can you forgive me when I've often gone astray? How can you think of me when I do things my way, turning my back from you, the one who loved me first, having my own desires, renewing worldly thirst. You told me you could keep me, and I should make up my mind. You tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I'm going to fall. You tell me to come home. Now I know this is real, and I am running back to you. I see you're standing there for me. Your arms are open wide, and I don't have to cry no more. You're standing there for me, and I am running back to you. That I am just a man. You tell me you've been there and hold your nail-scarred hand so I can see. Now I know I am free, and I am
running back to you.
Your arms
are open wide.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Matthew, the 17th chapter in the 14th verse, talks about a little boy possessed with demons and how the disciples tried to cast out the spirit but had no success. Well, Jesus comes along and cast out that spirit, and they asked the question, how did you do it? And he replied to them, how be it? This kind goes by fasting and prayer. This kind. My. This kind. Fasting and prayer. Board, tight suit with the crown. Pastor wants his attention. He looks up, Deke looks down. Pastor walks to him and says, Deke, could you please lock the place? He says, I ain't staying here all day. And listen, you better get out my face. But y'all know this kind by fasting. We've got to pray, y'all. Motherboard, who watches and just stares, who keeps up a lot of confusion about the clothes some people wear. Well, the pastor goes to her, use a little wisdom, be kind-hearted. She says, I've been saved for 60 years. I was here when this church started. But y'all know this kind by fasting. Oh, my. Lord have mercy. We've got to keep praying, y'all. Can go by fasting and prayer. I got another witness, listen. A member in the choir, singing so loud. Director goes to her, can you please tone it down? She looks at that director with a twitch in her neck and says, you better get out my face before I mess around and put you in check. But y'all know, this time, mama, we got to keep praying. In the church, y'all, so busy you can see, forgetting about her children or her husband, food to eat. The pastor goes to her, sister, don't forget about your home. She says, I'm saved and sanctified, and they better leave me alone. But y'all know this kind, mama, by fasting, we gotta keep on praying. Lord have mercy. Tried to explain it, still it's going nowhere. Well, this is a case for fasting and prayer. The devil is fighting, attacking your home. Your bills overdue, and your money is gone. You're asking the Lord,
y'all. And then there's anthrax, y'all. There's terrorist attack, and war in Iraq, y'all. There's shooting and killing, my God. Robbing and stealing. There's violence with drugs. There's hatred with God.
God is on my side. He always abides with me. I know he will provide for me. For me.
God is. And you're always abiding
with me.
I know he will provide
for me.
But listen here, in every situation, y'all hear me, he's right there to pull me through. Yeah.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. the Christian voice of Brevard.
Giving up my sin. And redeemed through his blood.
And redeemed through his blood.
Oh, yes. So many reasons to rejoice. Do I have a witness in here tonight? Come on, let's say that again. Delivered out of darkness. I don't know about you, but I was a mess, but he brought me out. And now I'm in the kingdom of his son.
Into the kingdom of his son.
I must admit I was guilty, but he dropped the charges for giving up my sin. He didn't stop there. But I've been redeemed through his blood.
And redeemed through his blood.
Somebody ought to say, oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I have so many reasons.
I have
so many reasons. So many reasons. So many reasons. To rejoice.
to a story about a situation. Some drama with a lady. She was stripped to the ground cause she was messing around. But all of her accusers, they all were hiding something. Jesus looked up at them and said, you all got your sins. She knew that this would be the moment that her soul would be forgiven. She said, oh Lord, fix me. Yeah, Lord, I'm crying now. Yeah, yeah. Fix me. Yeah, yeah. Oh Lord, fix me. Yeah, yeah. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me.
Hey, now listen to this right here.
Can I tell my story?
Tell your story. Hey.
I was in a situation. At the stress from Monday, it was looking funny. I couldn't see my way through when every pain bill was due. Now I look back and wonder, hey, just how I made it over. And now I'm testifying, he has always provided. From the top to the bottom, he's the answer to the problem. When you say, open your mouth, scream it loud, fix me. Keep it real talk. We all got our situation. Some need a healing. Some got the heat up. Somebody's family need a miracle for all the stuff they're dealing with. But the devil is a liar. You are an overcomer. You can take it from there. You got help on the way. There's a blessing with your name on it. Put your claim on.
Fix me, Lord.